Is he polishing rocks behind him? I mean, have you heard that little sound back there?
There's always interesting sounds going on in the background.
I'm sorry, do what now?
Polishing rocks?
Well, it's a little grinding sound, just not real loud, but I just thought maybe he, you know, was a lapidarius. Is that what you call those people? Rock people? You know, maybe he was doing that.
I call them rock people.
Yeah. I don't know where you get this.
That's a big word.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Yeah, no, I can't. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
lapidarius.
That's a rock guy. I think Dr. Alexander is a lapidarius, is he not? And he also plays the oboe. And
he's a Renaissance man.
He does a lot of stuff, but I believe that's what he does. And he does computer. Art of airplanes. I've bought a few of those from him, and so he does a lot of stuff.
My high school headmaster was a rock man. Was a lapidarian.
I think it's a lapidarius. Not a lapidarian sounds political. I'm not sure.
It sounds like a breed of dog. Well, actually, what it sounds
true.
Like.
Yeah.
A crossbreed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Like a labradoodle.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I never called my headmaster a crossbreed. I wouldn't have.
Wanted to get that great. Get this.
I'm going
to
text him as soon as we're done here.
It would be a long way to get to him.
I may have to look it up. Kids now make up less of America's population than ever before. And the 2010 census shows that children of immigrants make up one of four people under the age of 18 now. I mean, think about that. Children of immigrants make up one of four people under the age of 18. That's the future. We got to do benefits for them, don't we?
Did you pass out as you said that? Something happened?
No, I was scratching my paper.
If you think about 100 years ago, probably one out of four were immigrants, too.
Sure, probably right. Yeah, they're of all ages. That voice is Nancy Berry. She's the mayor of College Station. She joins us this morning. How are you today?
I'm great.
Wonderful. Let's talk first about, the story that we had this morning. Y'all are going to have to do something about your election dates.
We are. Started out as a federal mandate.
Yeah, hey, all right. Another one of those unfunded mandates.
Yeah, huh? And to the credit, it's to give the armed services overseas 45 days to be able to return their ballot. And so that just pushes everything back. Primaries are in March, and then a runoff would be in April and end of April, and then there's just no way we could, you know, reprogram the machines for a May election, and unless we were to go to four-year terms or two-year staggered terms on odd number years. And bottom line, none of them are really great choices.
Okay, right.
So it looks like we'll be going to a November election, uniform election date and stuff like that. But we talked about it yesterday at our retreat, and what we decided is let's hear from our citizens, and so we're going to put it on our next council meeting on the 25th and have a public hearing, and let's hear from our citizens as to what they would like us to do.
And this will be interesting because this is not just Bryan and College Station. This is a state situation, right? Senate Bill 100, is that right?
Correct.
So we're going to see this happen all over the state of Texas.
That's correct.
But for the first time, I think ever, last November, we did have city elections at the same time.
And, of course, that was a special election because of Councilman Stewart's passing and the empty seat.
Now, but from a politician's standpoint, this brought out a new view to city politics. There was some partisanship there.
Yeah, it was really interesting. I mentioned this at the retreat yesterday, and that was a year ago I would have said, absolutely November. That makes the most sense. People are used to voting in November. There's a lot of buzz about what's going on, and we have a much better turnout.
It could be turn off as well. Yeah.
Whichever. Anyway, but because all the other positions on the ballot are partisan, you know, we had governor, we had state senator, we had state rep, we had county commissioners, we had congressional race. So all of those are partisan races, and we had a really good turnout. We had 16,000, but 4,000, one in four, didn't vote in the city election. There they were in the election booth, and they didn't vote. And it's really harder to get your message out when there's all that other buzz in the air.
Yeah, lots of clutter.
Lots of clutter. I mean, to get your signs seen, and it costs more money because there's all this other noise that's going on. So we're not going to have much of a choice, I think, because of the state law, which is coming down from on high in Washington. So we're going to hear what the voters have to say. But there are, you know, financial consequences. You know, we could still do it in May, but we'd have to perhaps purchase machines, and we're talking several hundred thousand dollars. I mean,
that's hard to justify
it,
right
really,
now.
Yeah, really is. Sure. So I suspect what we'll do is do the November, unless there's an overwhelming
outcry from the folks. Huh?
Yeah, to spend more money on a May election, but. Bottom line is, if we go to November, we'd still have the staggered terms. Everything would be the same. It's just that we would extend the current council's terms for 6 months. So those place 4 and 6, which would be up next May, would be on the ballot the following November. So it would be, you know, a six-month period of adjustment
that you'll have to go through.
But so will every other city in the state. Yeah.
Nancy Berry joining us, the mayor of College Station. You mentioned that that you had a retreat.
We did.
Kind of give us your overview of that, if you would.
Well, we looked at, you know, the current budget policy and status of capital projects and how they relate to the strategic plan. And budget's no surprise. It's going to be a challenging year. And still,
what kind of number are we looking at there?
We're probably looking at cutting about $1.5 million.
Okay. Brian, very similar. I think they got about 1.2 that they're looking to shear off. And obviously some cuts have to be made. You try to make them as invisible or painless as possible, I guess.
That's the goal, you know, so that our citizens don't see any kind of interruption of service.
Maybe the level will, we were discussing off the air, swimming pools was a good place to look at it. You still had some pools open. It just may not be the one down your street that's open.
Right. There'll be a swimming pool open every day, and they'll all be open on the weekends. And now that you mention it, we got family swim night this Thursday at Adams and Lagoon.
Listen to the way you just segued right into that.
7:30 to 9:30. Admission is $3 a person, and this is every Thursday through August 11th.
Okay.
So Adamson Lagoon's kind of a fun pool. So, and
it beats the heat, right?
Oh, okay. Well, it's some way to cool off.
There you go. Okay. Anything else going on?
Well, yeah, we've got, the Rock Prairie Landfill is officially closed.
It's all closed now,
It is closed, so if you need to do anything, the Twin Oaks is open, and that's on 690 State Highway 30. That's east of town.
And if I can interrupt you for a second, you know.
Well, I'm excited. Yeah, it's still got the new dump smell, and we want to just get out there and enjoy the place before they really get to work.
See?
Yeah.
I only got a couple of more weeks to use that, so I wanted
okay,
to use
well,
that
one more time. Well, there was a grand opening 2 weeks ago, sure. And I understand our communications director said that they were serving dump cakes.
Yeah.
And that, and then the other thing is this coming Monday, we're going to have a speaker, Heather Qualls, on the city's recycling efforts, and that will be a free neighborhood services seminar supper. So RSVP by this Friday, and let me give you that telephone number. 764-6262. Repeat that, 764-6262 to RSVP for the free seminar supper on recycling.
Got food involved, too.
Yeah.
Fun. Yeah. Okay.
Soft fill for the landfill.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the time this morning.
My pleasure.
All right. Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's